Hi everyone, and welcome to the new Dominion League weekly podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion games. I'm your host, Bienchen Wan, and this is the episode for January 21st, 2022.
My nails are colored symmetrically this week, so shout out to Jekyll and Chad. This is the season wrap-up for season 49. Prepare for a shout-out of each and every promotion, save a couple pending ones. And now we start! The rest of the remaining matches in A Division went down. Our defending champion, NA Smith 99, won against Sikematic, Mick Zenuck, and Johns, but he lost against Akuchi, which, as far as I can tell, was the first tournament match he's lost since Grand Market Grand Prix. So in like 6 months. J-Nails tied his remaining matches against Johns and Sikematic. So our contenders for the championship title of League Season 49 are NA Smith 99 and Akuchi. This is the fifth consecutive time NA Smith is playing the championship match, and of course he won three out of those last four. The last time Aku played a championship match was all the way back in season 25. This will be his fourth championship match, and he is looking to claim his first title. Good luck to both of you fantastic players! I refuse to acknowledge any of the demotions. I am heartbroken. I wish y'all would take my own personal feelings into consideration when you play your season. I'm not gonna talk anymore about this. In B tier, we already congratulated Cider01 on their promotion in the last episode. We'll see them in A division next season. Sam E took first place in B2 from Negative and Earl and promotes to A for the second time in his league career. The promotion in C1 is still pending. It all comes down to the last match between B-Skull and Brian. C2 was pretty close this season. Apostolos came out on top, congratulations, with 20.5 wins over a 19.5 win second place and two 19 win third and fourth places, so pretty close. Kazumaru 0828 played a very solid season with a 72% win rate and promotes to B. And Amof at 11 held on tight to that number one spot in C4 and bids this tier goodbye for the time being. Over in D tier, in D1, German delegates Nizala and Yuma took first and second places and secured promotion. Yoifuro and Pico Paco promote from D2. Yurika Mome and Chorus finish top spots in D3. We already shouted out Minion Pun last episode. The second promoting spot in D4 is still up in the air. In E1, J.P. Otze. Took the top spot from Yulu and promotes to D next season. E2 was already done and finished last time. Heth is promoting here. DDX Frog secured promotion from E3 with a 67% win rate. Beachcomber finishes with the group win of E4 and a 70% win rate. We already shouted out Kateri for E5 last time. Promotion in E6 is still pending. Visionar finishes his season in E7 with a 77% win rate and promotes to D. And E8 was another very close division where Honeybuzzex promotes with 17 wins. Then we had 16, 16, 15, and the first demoting player with 14.5 wins and 15.5 losses. Pretty close. Congratulations to all of you! Well done, everyone! BCDE championships are underway currently. I'll have to report on them next episode. Which brings us to the results comment shout out! And we start with match results from B1. Xyrex played 3-5-2-5 against Juridot and says, comments! Exclamation point. Just so meta. I love it. Then we had match results from G9, Langkhan 3. Langkhan tied Andu. I was like, Langkhan 3, sure. Anyways, okay, so Langkhan tied Andu. And Langkhan says, we are too evenly matched, impossible to decide the victor. Which is the case most of the times for ties. Then we had match results from G12. Lucas scored 5-1 against youngster Joey. And comments, I wish I knew Pokemon better to put an appropriate joke here. But GG's and good luck. And I want to know, I want to know the joke. Is there, what is the reference here? I want to know. Then we had match results from H14, where iMonster scored 3-0 against Trash Panda. And iMonster says, games of endurance, especially the Rats and Ambassador game. And in brackets, chaotic fun, ... including temple and altar. Sounds fun indeed. And then we had match results from C1. Terracubist scored 4-2 against Brian and said, Dominion is a game of luck. Everyone flips a bunch of coins, rolls some dice, then N.A. Smith wins. And match results from E3. DDX Frog scored 2-5-0-5 against Leonard Ha. And DDX Frog says, long but cool games and nice chat. Looking forward for the last three. Smiley. I mean, I don't know. There was this... When was this? Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday when there was the last match in A tier between Sycamatic and JNLs, and DDX Frog and Leo Ha played at the same time. And Tracer commented something like, in the sense of the A match is going to take so long, you can just like watch the E match. And then come back to the image. And I didn't know if that was meant sarcastic because Leo Ha, there's a reason why the scale for play speed is called the Leo Ha scale, because Leo likes to take his time. Yeah. So I don't know. That result comment was fun to read. And finally, we had match results from E8. A Libby 1152 scored 5-1 against a Lion 8 me. And A Libby says, Alio v A Lib. So this is probably Alio or Alio v A Lib. But just like Alio is garlic to me. That's like, I get hungry when I read this. Alio, olio is what I want when I see this. But cute. And this brings us to the significantly shoutout section. We finish season 49 with 13 new club members. And they are Burning Skull, who has 65% in 5 in C1. Then DDX Frog, Mazel Tov, Malta, Azare, AH-D, Baha Blast 69, Eselka, Hobbit Hermes, Agnes P, Tiger Shark, Jaywood 98, and Josh Sachs. Well done. We had 60 members in the Significant Lead Club this season. That is 23 fewer players than last season. 18 of the 60 are in tiers B to G. B is the highest tier represented, only by one division. 2 entries for C and D tiers, 4 for E, and 3 for F tier. Our top 3 club members are Kateri in E, Madin in I, and Oldfan in J tier. All 3 of them with an impressive 83%. Well done, all of you! As you know, I'll give you all the rest of the promotions after the end of the regular episode. So if you're not interested in hearing all those names and divisions and tears, you are very welcome to just tune off after SpecChat. Moving on to size games. Big games standings are currently led by S Sounder and Alibi 1152, who both have 75% at the moment. In medium games, 4 matches remain to be played. Overall rankings are led by Chatatio, who only lost 1 game in all their matches. Props to you. Snowbizzy and Eshikur are currently in 2nd and 3rd place. And in small games, Kruskin leads overall rankings, followed by Dornado, JC645, and Yorika. Y'all, I'm really sorry, but I don't think I can cover the World Cup. It's pretty silly, actually, but I don't know. I just have, like, a strong inner resistance against all things nationalist. It was bad enough when I first joined the World Cup server, and the first post I saw was from the last World Cup, the German national anthem, which was such an unpleasant welcome. Just like, ew. I don't know. I think nation states are really bad, and I just can't jump over my shadow in this matter. I'm sorry. I can't. It's fine. Like, it's still, I understand that it's, like, really fun. And I do think it's very cool to have this tournament. It's just not for me. And that's totally fine. Yeah. But I can't cover this. And I know that's tragic, because isn't that what you all come here for my coverage of Dominion tournaments? Yeah, we're good. We're good. So the new German league started, and it's pretty different from last year. It's a little more ambitious. You can now technically play league games all the time. It's not limited to set dates anymore. There will still be official tournaments once a month, but apart from that, you can literally play all the time. And people really do play all the time since this new league started on Saturday. So there's also a new rating system, and players are now grouped into 4 different tiers named after our favorite cards. And Platinum tier players are currently the captain in number 1, Nezala in 2, Kuni 86, 86, 86 in 3, 2 Duffman in 4, and Jiminy in 5. Also, our captain made a whole video about the 2022 league that I will link you in the show notes. Now, for my personal week in games, I promoted! I'm an F now! I'm so proud of myself! I'm so happy! I'm a happy panda bear! I'm also, like, really scared, of course, because I am me, but that was really cool. I didn't expect to promote this season because the first 2 matches didn't go over so well. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've become much better in the last 2 months, maybe. Maybe that was what friend RG was talking about with the learning plateaus. But yeah, I'm very proud of myself. I'm also playing medium games now, and I'm at 50% so far, so not too bad. My last match is on Sunday. The first match was very nice, and then the second match, I was like, I didn't play well at all. I was very unhappy with myself. But yeah, I mean, things happen. And yeah, I was telling you about the new German league. I don't know if I like the new concept much, but I guess we'll have to see. It's just that I found the structure last year pretty cool with the set dates and stuff. And now, I don't know, I don't like just playing spontaneous games against people. And so my fear is that if I only play in the official set tournaments once a month, that I won't qualify for the whole final big tournament in December. But we'll see. If the new concept means it's not going to happen for me, then that's fine. Like, I don't see myself playing a game for German League every day or every other day. It's just not my style. I guess time will tell. Then I need to shout out Lauda, who told me about yet another Dominion song I hadn't heard about. And it's fantastic. Thank you. And oh yeah, and the other shout out is to Rozzy, who created a new server for female identifying Dominion players and gender fluid, non-binary, trans folk. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It made me so happy. I was blown away. I'm still, yeah. It just, like, it's in existence now, and we have a place to hang out, and there's gonna be tournaments, and it's real cozy, and it makes me very happy. If you are interested in joining the server, then contact me and I will send you the link. And the last thing that is still like a little Dominion related that I wanted to share because it also enriches my life at the moment is all the musical content. Like, there is JSH's music guessing game that is so fun. I get to know like a lot of music I didn't know before. And it's really cool. Also that it's a daily thing and that so many people participate. And yeah, I really enjoy that. And then my musically inclined friends are sending me music as well. And it's all making me very happy. Why did we ever stop putting together mixtapes for our friends? Like, I remember when I was at school and visiting my friends every weekend and we would just hang out and listen to music together. Why did we ever stop? The same as with sleepovers. I don't understand why that's not a thing anymore. So, Halo ND nominated my last league opponent, Kwanwa, for the style guide. For a funny thing they did in one of our games where I trashed stuff in two provinces with Governor, and they took this opportunity to also trash a province. This was not their intention, but it was clear that I had the win, and so Andy interpreted it as a "you can't fire me, I quit" thing. And put it down for the style guide. And who am I? Who am I to deny him? There you go. Which brings us to the preview. And, well, tonight is a lot of World Cup and what's it called? Is it like PPP? The PPP tournament. And then tomorrow, Saturday, we have the League D Championship match between Nizala and Yurika Mome at 12 UTC. Then a lot more World Cup matches. And then there's the League Championship match tomorrow, 19 UTC, NA Smith 99 v Akuchi. And a lot of World Cup stuff. Oh, there's my match. Oh, there is Sunday at 19 UTC, Burning Skull and Brian will attempt to play their match again for League C. And that's about it. Wow. Yurika Mome will play the world on Thursday, December 29th at 1 UTC. I don't know if they've already played should be able to look this up. Yeah, I think their division is set so they just like put the wrong date, but it's fun. Yeah, they're already finished. They tied. So, predicting the future on DLW. And this leads us to, Sean, we have to talk. Like, I appreciate that you think of me with all the new Dominion podcasts, but like, there's two new sections now. Maybe just a heads up would be nice. But anyway, so the veggie corner. Apparently, there was a switch in one of the supermarket chains around here that I don't shop at too often, but now it's a vegan wonderland where I can get tuna and yogurt and pudding and meatballs and salami, which is like so good. So, so good. I don't know if salami is the right, like salami is how we pronounce it in German. I have no idea how you pronounce it in English, but it's so yummy. I haven't had salami in years. And it's really good. It's really good. Sometimes I feel like it's a bummer living in this generation because I feel like the next generation is going to be the one, at least in Europe, where the 40-hour work week is not going to be the standard anymore. It's going to be like less, significantly less hours than that. So I'm kind of sad that this isn't the standard for my generation now. But then when it comes to food, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I'm like in the generation where in the past 5 years, like so many awesome vegan food substitutes are thrown out and like developed and I can just like have salami now, which is a completely vegan. I'm so happy. And I guess I'll have to go to the supermarket more often now. Like once a week, probably. For the insect update, just maybe as an introduction, I don't like beetles. Beetles are creepy, especially when they're on their backs and waving their horrible little legs and I can't walk past them because I have to rescue them. And I can't even talk about it without being creeped out. Like I'm like goosebumps now. It's like it's horrible. Ladybugs are fine. But all other beetles are like, no. No. And finally, this leads us to SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. And I don't know, life is really good right now. Like work is stressful, but life is very good. And a wonderful gift has come my way. If you remember, I shared with you a couple months ago that one of my favorite sports is the Bachelor franchise. And I have two favorite podcasts, Love to See It and Game of Roses. And this past week, they taped two shows together. So the Game of Roses hosts went on to Love to See It, and the hosts of Love to See It went on to a show of Game of Roses. And I don't know, it was so fun. And I learned like so many new things. And it's just always, it's so nice when it's like, imagine you have two friends who don't know each other and you like both of them and you feel like, oh, they would mesh really well together. Like you should introduce them. They would like get along so well. And it's just, it's like that, where I felt like in my heart of hearts, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to have like cross appearances of these like four people? Wouldn't that be great? They would have like such interesting conversations. And now, like, that's exactly what happened. Like, it's a little dream come true. Maybe I should get a little suspicious here because everything is going so well at the moment for me. Maybe terrible things are coming, like COVID. I don't know. But yeah, that was really cool. That was like 3 hours of podcasts with four of my favorite podcast people together in one format. Loved it. I'll link it to you. And this is it for the regular episode. I'll be shouting out all promoting players from F to J tiers now. So if that's not interesting to you, thank you so much for listening until this point, and I'll see you next time. Bye! So I don't remember if I go from the bottom to the top or from the top to the bottom, but I will go top to bottom this time, starting with promoting players from F to E tier. We have Diplomat, Casual Majestic, Vatulamini, Smelly44, Snowbizzy, Ketonbark, Daniels, Steelers987, Mazeltov, Mugivi, and Empty Magus. Promoting from G to F are Kubu, Wilmut, Malta, Hugolek, Talpa Europea, Bubombe, Clawmac Attack, and another person, Ingix and me, Strumpf, Dornado, All Chocolate, Xfret, and Jomar194, Bip, Stormchaser20, Lavender Cello, and one more member of G9, The Mossad, The Man 0613, Nickelby474, Paulski66, Azare, and Nintendavid. Yep, yeah, those are all for G tier. Promoting from H to G are X Metal, AH minus D, Yorike, Destroyer of Doom, Xriho, Jiminy, Hubblebub, Yonibashi, shout out, Burnt Oranges D, Bugboom 55, Behemoth 355, Bahablast 69, 6K3W7IV5TG28, Andilato, Katik, Usnoburger, Trina Cat, Rioran, and B-Split. And promoting from I to H tier are Iselka and Skylar602, Hobby Thermes, Charles Bukowski, Jack Joab, Juke, Misakimi, Bienchen, Bienchen 1, Agnes P., Nicola Zapp, Madin, Anilor, Driftblim, LPX1871, Express One, Lord Booty, SK Petrov, Matlock72, shout out, Tiger Shark, Isaiah W1, DJ OSE, Dr. Kayla, John Saintois, Zamzos, TG Tuft, Gnas, Hoyo, Matisse, Karina Lovely, Lumamu, Misasa, QURPT1, Sweet786, Taste Humanity, Unbreakable, HoboJohn9000, yep, those are all for I tier. And our promoting players in J tier are Old Fan and Prashant Nagpal, Shorty, Mel1234, Kaspar, Yavor07, Great Seko, Small Snack Bean, Hunger08, Yugetsudo, Jaywood98, Jacob P123, Josh Sachs, Humanist, CJ Punzalin, Rock Thrower, Splattered Bits, Friday Fox, Rezd 1, Yelcel, Maleficent 6, Emma, Bright Star, Arcana Mage, Super Dave 3, Churz, Piercing Goblin, MSP0425, DW Bean 85, Suzu, Blam Blam Bunny, Tribonk, Not Steve, Mr. Fisher, E. Heldududu, Lady Seed, Ramius 1212, and Small Intestine. Well done, everyone! Good job, well played, and good luck for next season. And for those who have listened to all this, you are great! Thank you so much! And if you are in the mood for a reward, I have a supercut of karaoke bloopers for you. Just DM me. And fear not, my dear karaoke buddy, I have a special reward for you too if you want it. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumphf. And I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!